I have this thing on my heart that that God really, 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 really wants to use you as a company of women. And you are so responsive to God. I preach in many, many places and all over the world. And you girls are responsive to God. And it's a sign of a couple of things. It's a sign you have a great pastor. Guys, don't disappear. I'm going to need you again. Don't think you're going out there to have a sneaky ciggy behind the bike shed. You're not. Okay. And the reason you've got a great pastor, but also it's because you're very open to God and God really wants to do something in your midst, okay? He wants to change some stuff. And I'm just going to share briefly. Is that all right, Joe? And then we'll go again. Yeah. Okay. Something I've really learned about myself of late is this, that I'm stronger than I think I am. Yeah. You're stronger than you think you are. Yeah. And I want to read to you this scripture. And the title of my message actually is, I'm just going to do a mishmash, but the title of my message is Weary Women Warriors. Because the lie that the enemy will always tell a woman is that she's too tired to do any more. Anybody at home? That's the lie that the enemy always comes and tells us, right? Because us women are really good multitaskers. You know, like I've written here, we're mothers, we are intuitive, we're emotional, we carry people's pain. We're natural carriers of other people's pain, you know. We're taxi service. We're picking up our husband's underwear, as we've already mentioned today. And then God comes and says, I want to use you. And you say, your immediate response to God is, I'm too weary to do any more. And my life keeps stepping up a notch, and I don't have any children at home now. Well, I do tomorrow. He's in Dubai now. I don't have any children home, so instead, God's absolutely zonked my life. And in the next 4 weeks, we have our 25th birthday of church, a leadership conference. Then I go to Ghana for 5 days. Then I'm home for 3 days. Then I go to Spain for 4 days. Then I'm home for 2 days. Then I go to Canada for 5 days. And then I'm home for 2 days. And then I'm in Frankfurt. And on the 2nd of July, I'm arrest. And I think I can't do it, but I can. Because it's a lie of the enemy to tell you that you're not capable of stepping up to the plate. And there's that famous scripture in Galatians 6, verse 9. Let us not become weary in doing good. For the proper time we will reap a harvest if we do not give up. Us women do two things really well. We carry people's pain really well and we quit really well. We quit on Monday, we go on Tuesday, we quit on Wednesday. And we live like this. And God doesn't want you to live on the mountain or live in the valley. He wants to give you the ability to live steady. Yeah, come on. So you're not weary in doing good. Yeah. So you get up every day, you fill your horn with oil and you're on your way. Blessing people, loving people, being with people, winning your city. I would suggest the reason God's put this scripture in the Bible is he knew that we would be weary in doing good. So therefore, he said, do not be weary in doing good. He didn't write it there because he thought it was a good thing to say. He put it there because he knew that's how we'd feel. You know? He knew that's how we would feel. God knows the condition of our hearts. And he would know there would be times when the sheer weight of what we carry would tend to overwhelm us. And often it is not actually what we carry that overwhelms us, but instead the perception of our own ability to carry it. It's our perception that overwhelms us, not actually the weight. I was teasing my son when I was in Sydney because he's got that much to do with albums and all sorts of stuff. And I said, you spend more time writing lists about what you've got to do than doing things that are on the list. Your coloured-coded pens, everything. I said, just forget the list and do some of the stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, good idea, Mum. One thing's for sure is life carries both joy and pain and season that as a woman, sometimes the weight seems unbearable. And God wants to touch us to give us the capability and the ability to see His majesty and know that He gives us the ability to do everything He's called us to do. The Bible says that He has a harvest for us. There's nothing in our life that we have done or are doing that does not have a harvest attached to it. Because it says if you will reap at the right time, you'll have a harvest if you do not give up. Everything has a harvest. What's that saying? A lifetime on the lips. What is it? A moment on the lips, a lifetime on the hips. That's got a harvest right there. But everything that you do good has a harvest as well. Even though at times as a woman, it's very hard to see your harvest. So I want to give you just a bit of a breakdown, because as women, often what we do is not measurable. So often we're not thanked. And often not being thanked is what causes you to stop. So I, from heaven this afternoon, want to say thank you on behalf of your Father. Thank you, good and faithful servant. And I read you a description of your life. I want to tell you about a job that can be the most unrewarding on the planet. It's incredibly long hours. It demands total concentration, the pay is not great, and there really is no corporate ladder to climb. The employees' efforts most often go unnoticed, and they actually are expected to work unseen and not be rewarded for their efforts. The hard work is usually most reaped in the next generation, and most probably they will not even know whilst they are alive what effect their endeavour has rewarded. Welcome to the life of a mother. Welcome to the life of a woman. Welcome to the life of women who continue to love unconditionally and often get unthanked or often most likely misunderstood for their efforts. The problem is we are measuring our endeavor as a woman through the wrong lens. And God wants us to be women whose measurement is the attention of heaven and not the praise or reward of men. Eternity actually has a very long lens. And I truly believe that there is much I will not see until I'm promoted to glory, and that's okay. And that's okay. Do not be weary in doing good. We sink hours and hours. I'm just reading this because it's right from the Father I wrote. We sink hours and hours into our children and our homes and our church and our friends, and often with no reward, but your cheer squad today stands to attention. Hebrews 12 says, therefore, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, let us throw off everything that hinders us and the sin that so easily entangles, and let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us. Let us fix our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith, who for the joy set before him endured the cross, scorning its shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. I brought up a very, very challenging son. This is where I'll go, won't I, Jay? I'll go, but it's safe. Very challenging son. When he was 7, they said that he had ADHD and autism, and they said that he would never learn. And I used to cry out to God for my son because I knew he was a genius. he won through and did incredibly well and got married at 19. And then 2 years ago, he lost his marriage. I've never actually shared this from the pulpit. he lost his marriage 10,000 miles away in Australia. And as a pastor, I felt shame because I never dreamed that would happen to my family. It's the challenge of motherhood, isn't it, girls? But then he got up at my 50th birthday party, and God has been so merciful to him. And I can say this today because his ex-wife and her entire family are still in our church. because I want them to love Jesus. And so it's the most beautiful story. But my son, who was so challenging, and we think that we will never see the fruit of our labor, and he got up at my 50th birthday party in January, and it was stunning, wasn't it, Joe? And he just thanked us, and I realized, even if all you ever carry in return is one life that peers into the face of their Heavenly Father because of you, then you've done well. And I realized that my son loved God with all his heart. And as a woman, even if all you ever see is one life touching Jesus, it's okay. So often we attempt, this is just such a message for women, isn't it? It's like, so often we're tempted to say, I give up or I quit. And yet again, this is written in the scripture because God knows we'll be continually tempted to be a quitter. Okay, I'm going to be very transparent now. Yesterday, I don't see my son at times for 7 months at a time. And I only got one son and we're very close. And he called me yesterday. He said, Mum, I want to talk to you about this before I arrive in England on Sunday because I don't want to discuss it then. And he said, we were all going to have a holiday together as a family in August. And he said, I can't come because he had too much to do for his album that he's putting out. And I got off the phone and I cried. I told God he was unkind and I wanted my family together. And I told God I wanted to quit. I had enough of this. I did my message yesterday. And I'm saying this to show you how much God just relates to our humanity, you know? I didn't get a wink of sleep last night, and you can tell because I look like a troll. Ladies, we are wired in such an emotional way. And when that's good, it's very, very good. And when it's bad, it's very, very bad. Our emotions make us intuitive and compassionate, but they also make us a hot mess. And I have had moments of industrial tiredness, like industrial. This last trip to Australia and Kuala Lumpur, I had 4 hours sleep a night for 3 weeks. But you know what? I did it. Still alive. Industrial discouragement, industrial anger, and industrial wanting to quit. Times when the cost just seemed too great. Times when that beach in Queensland had a lure on it. This is real close to the bone, isn't it? It's good for you to hear stuff like this because you hear preachers and you don't think they're humans. We feel stuff, ladies. And Dave and I had a moment. And when Ryan and Esther left England, they left 6 weeks after my mum died, 3 years ago. And they went to Australia to try and save their marriage. And it didn't work. And I was finding it very hard to stomach the pain of my son walking beaches in Australia on his own with no one to talk to. And I was 10,000 miles away. And Dave and I had a 2-day window where we thought, right, we're going to quit. We're going to go back to Australia. No, you've got to realize we've got 12 churches. Because even we, at times, the weight feels enormous, you know. We feel stuff. And then after 2 days, I came to my senses and I thought, I've built too much for 25 years to quit. With thousands of lives watching me, I can't quit. We feel stuff, ladies, but we need to learn to distinguish between emotions and a deliberate strategy of the enemy to derail our purpose. The enemy doesn't want me pastoring Hope City Church. The enemy of our souls does not trade in sweetness. He trades in discouragement and purposes to get your life off target. 1 Peter 5, be self-controlled and alert. Your enemy, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion looking for someone to devour. Resist him, standing firm in the faith. Enemy, you may be going to devour someone, but it ain't going to be me. Why do I have to keep standing and all yous are just lounging around? Oh, okay, all right. There's always a reason for a musician to sit on his bum, isn't there? A lot of us have had lives up to this point that have kangaroo hopped like a vintage car, choking on the wrong fuel. We've lived stop-start lives constantly staccatoed by quit, go, quit, go, quit, go. Talking to anybody? But God wants us to look again and to take attention to his future for us and be a company of women who decide to live a life ruling our souls and ruling our emotions. Romans 5 says, how much more will those who receive God's abundant provision of grace and the gift of God reign in life? It says in life. Reign in life. Through the one Christ Jesus. God does not suggest a nice semi-retirement through life, but he literally wants us to reign. If you thought you were going into semi-retirement, you're not. You're not going to start wearing sensible shoes or sensible clothes or having a sensible life. God wants to take us to take attention to our souls and our quitting nature. And often this is a condition of the heart and it's not always evident on the surface, but you know when that's going on. God instead wants us to roar. Yeah. He wants us to roar. And as I said at the beginning, I'm actually a lot stronger than I think. I don't normally plug my own book, but ladies, that book is gold because that was written from my journals through those years I've just mentioned. Honestly, there's some gold in there. I'm full of faith. I'm full of resolve. The ups and downs of my life have created a hardened veteran that doesn't take the side swipes of the enemy. I'm not a quitter. Ladies, as long as there is one person left to touch, we will remain unwearied, unsullied, and full of purpose. I want you to stand to your feet. This is a very strong message. But from what I've been told, apparently these are the messages I specialize in. Yes, I'm not. I might look sweet, but apparently I'm not. My PA tells me I'm very calm, and she tells me that apparently, when my left eyebrow lifts and I go really quiet, it means I'm very, very serious. Apparently. I've preached this message today because I firmly believe, as I said at the beginning, that you as a company of women have a purpose here. And you've got a job to do. And the enemy comes and tries to sideswipe us by telling us we don't have the capacity to do it. You do.
Yeah.
You know what? The reason you do is because your God in heaven has all the strength you need to do what you need to do. So we're going to sing again. And this time we're going to respond in consecration to God to keep going with his purpose. Okay? We're going to say, God, I say no to discouragement. We're going to say, God, I say no to the enemy telling me that I can't be who I want to be. Right down across this place. Quick, let's respond to God again, ladies. Come right across here now. God, I'm consecrating myself to your purpose. I'm not going to be a quitter. I'm not going to be sideswiped by the enemy. Quick, come.